9 people are now running for mayor of Seattle, and the Seattle business community doesn't really want to vote for any of them. Puget Sound Business Journal editor-in-chief Emily Parkhurst tells you why.
The business community is certainly not excited about any of the candidates on the ballot right now, from what I understand. We did a poll here at the Business Journal, and right now about 44% of those who have responded to our poll say that they favor Mike McGinn over everybody else. Ed Murray is next at 32%. And neither of those is, you know, a real wide margin, obviously. Mm-hmm. The business community is kind of torn. I think that Ed Murray is not somebody that they're rallying behind in any way, shape, or form, and they weren't before the sexual assault scandal.
Why is
you
that?
Know, this was, you know, I think basically they felt like there was this very big distance between what Murray was trying to do and what the business community was hoping that he would do. I think there's also this feeling that, you know, he's not rallying Seattle and creating this, like, let's sell Seattle for what it's worth, for everything that it is, and really get the message out there that this is a great place for businesses to come and do business. Instead, you know, he has focused on income inequality, and I think that that's good, and I think the business community supports that. But their concerns have been that it hasn't been balanced. It has not been a conversation with the business community. And I think there's a lot of unintended consequences to some of the things that have been pushed through that could have been avoided if the business community had been engaged.
You haven't yet used the term overregulation, Emily, and I've been expecting it. That's a huge concern, isn't it?
It is. It is. You know, I think the best argument that I heard from some business folks about overregulation comes from the restaurant industry. And I think, you know, there's probably a lot of your listeners who are going to roll their eyes and say, yeah, the wealthy restaurateurs in the city are doing very well. And that's true. But we have now passed about, I think it's 4 major regulations that go after the restaurant industry. And I think their big concern is that we don't know which ones are working and which ones are not, because they all went into effect at the same time. So we can't tell if the minimum wage is going to have a negative impact on the restaurant community, because we've also passed 3 other laws that are going to impact that same group. So it's really hard to tell what's working, what's not, what's going to affect jobs, what isn't. And I think they would have liked to have seen this rolled in a little more staggered.
What about taxation? Sometimes we publicly negotiate saying we want less taxation, but do you think Seattle businesses truly feel unfairly taxed by Mayor Murray?
I don't know that it's unfairly taxed. I think the proposal to tax the wealthy that he mentioned is definitely going to have a lot of our readers concerned.
This proposed city income tax that many candidates
the
are
city income tax, tacking. Exactly. Exactly. Although, you know, when I talk to some folks in the business community, there's a lot of people who support a state income tax. And I think that they see the value of that. That's certainly not true across the board by any means. It's pretty divided. But there is some support for that. And I think there's some understanding that the business community needs to shoulder some of this burden. I think what they're concerned about is shouldering that burden at the same time as dealing with, you know, very difficult regulations that in some cases are being challenged in court. Because they believe that they're not legal. And so that's a big distraction for the city, and it could be a real problem for the business community.
How do you think the average Seattle resident sees the effect of all the business regulations the city's passed?
I think it's probably mixed. I think that there's definitely support for the minimum wage, and I think there's support for the minimum wage rise throughout the business community. I think that there are some other regulations, though, that have been... they've really not been good for the business community. The secure scheduling law, I think folks felt like that was not negotiated well, and that the outcome is not going to be good for the employees or the employers, and that nobody won with that one.
Secure scheduling meaning making businesses give their employees more notice, for example, about openings and closings and shifts.
Right, exactly. There are some aspects of that law that are completely reasonable and fine, and some aspects of it, you know, like if employees decide they want to switch shifts, for example, the employer must pay them time and a half, even if it was the employee's idea to switch the shifts and wanted to do that. So they have to pay them time and a half, and you know, those kinds of rules when put in place, could really have a huge impact on a smaller operation. You know, the Tom Douglases of the world are probably not going to feel that in any kind of major way. Or if they do, their margins are big enough that they can handle it. But some of these smaller restaurants, that could be a major issue for them.
So it sounds, Emily, like you're saying overall Seattle businesses favor Mike McGinn and Ed Murray, but reluctantly so. What do you think happens next?
I think the business community right now is really hoping somebody else throws their hat in the ring.
Mm-hmm.
If I'm honest, I don't know that anybody's excited about any of our options right now. And I think that there's, you know, I've heard some folks say they're hopeful that Bruce Harrell would throw his hat into the ring.
City council president.
Yeah, the city council president. I think that he would have some support from the business community. You know, he's in a tricky spot, of course, too, though, if he were to do that. And Murray were to stay in the race, that puts him in kind of at odds with Murray, and I could completely understand why he wouldn't necessarily want to do that. But I think that there is support in the business community for him.
Is the Seattle business community just never going to love anybody who would be elected mayor in Seattle, Washington?
No, I don't think that's true at all. I think we've had some mayors in the past, Norm Rice, for example, who have been incredibly popular with the business community. And I don't think that this needs to be a zero-sum game either. You know, I think that there could be some really fantastic folks who could satisfy this feeling that we need to work on income inequality and bring the business community into that discussion to really do this as a partnership instead of what it feels like now, where the two groups are basically at odds and kind of fighting over the future of the city. And it just doesn't feel like it's a productive way to go about this.
That's the view of Seattle's business community as reported by Emily Parkhurst, editor-in-chief of the Puget Sound Business Journal. Always good to talk with you. Thanks for laying this out for us, Emily.
Thank you, Bill.